Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about a new gas supply agreement that's been put in place between Bulgaria and Turkey. Now, if you've been following the channel, you'll know that the supply of natural gas to Europe has been one of the biggest issues that Europe has had to face since Russia invaded Ukraine. Prior to the war starting, Russia was the biggest single supplier of European natural gas as a result of all of the pipelines that have been constructed by Russia over the course of the last 30 years or so. So this gas was coming straight out of the ground, being fed directly to all of the power plants and all of the distribution centres in Europe from Russia, which was the lowest possible cost of delivery that you can ever get. And now that the vast majority of Europe has turned its back on those gas supplies, all of the European countries are having to set up liquefied natural gas facilities in replacement of that pipeline gas. And this is proving problematic for a lot of countries in Europe, particularly those who don't have coastlines. Now, Bulgaria does actually have its own coastline, but because it's on the Black Sea, it's making it very difficult for it to be able to set up its own LNG facilities. So it's now having to rely on Turkey to supply gas to it. So in today's episode, we'll have a quick chat about Bulgaria. I'll give you the population size, the location, and talk about a little bit of its history. We'll then talk about the deal that's been put in place between Bulgaria and Turkey. We'll then go on to talk about Turkey and how it's trying to set itself up as a gas distribution hub for Europe. And we'll look at exactly where that gas is coming from, because Turkey still has a strong trading relationship with Russia. And back in October of 22, President Putin proposed that Turkey should establish itself up as a hub and potentially sell Russian gas into Europe. We'll then go on to talk about the costs of LNG versus the pipeline gas that was previously coming from Russia. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summaries what I think the implications of this deal being put in place are for Europe, Turkey and Russia. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos so you can skip through things if you don't have time to watch everything. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon and Amazon shopping links. And as always, I'd like to say thank you so much to everybody that has supported the channel. Really, really appreciate it. Bulgaria has a population of around 6.8 million people and is located in southeastern Europe. It has land borders with Turkey, Greece, North Macedonia, Serbia and Romania, and also has a coastal area on the Black Sea. Between 1946 and 1990, Bulgaria was ruled by the Bulgarian Communist Party. However, following the fall of the Berlin Wall, the ruling party was renamed as the Bulgarian Socialist Party in April 1990. And agreed to free elections for a grand assembly that would prepare a new constitution for Bulgaria. And in July 1991, Bulgaria was officially proclaimed a parliamentary republic and promised citizens a broad range of freedoms. Bulgaria joined the European Union on the 1st of January 2007, and as a result of being an EU member, it's been partaking in the sanctions against Russia and was actually one of the first countries to have its gas supplies completely switched off for refusing to pay in Russian rubles. Bulgaria is a low-cost labour country within Europe, and the majority of its exports are labour-intensive manufacturing processes. However, the country is a net importer and has to import large quantities of energy. This chart shows the balance of trade for Bulgaria over the last 5 years, and as you can see, it's been running a deficit for the whole of that period. And over the course of the last 12 months, the deficit has started to get larger as a result of increases in energy prices. And this chart shows the rate of inflation in Bulgaria over the last 5 years. And as you can see, the rise in energy prices over the course of the last year or so has had a devastating impact on inflation, which is now running above 15%. Prior to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Bulgaria was highly dependent on Russian gas and was sourcing more than three quarters of all its requirements directly from the pipeline coming from Russia. However, following President Putin's announcement at the end of March that all unfriendly nations were required to pay for their future gas supplies in Russian rubles, Bulgaria came out and stated that they had no intention of paying in rubles, and along with Poland, were one of the first countries to have their gas supplies entirely cut off by Russia. Now, in terms of the usage of gas within Bulgaria, this chart shows the sectors that are most exposed. And as you can see, the biggest single exposure is industry. More than 52% of all of the industries within Bulgaria require natural gas supplies. And of course, those gas supplies are therefore absolutely essential for the economy of Bulgaria. So only 15% of all primary energy used within Bulgaria is from natural gas. 6% of all of the electricity generated is generated using natural gas, and only 2.4% of all heating comes from natural gas. So these figures show that Bulgaria isn't dependent on natural gas for producing electricity, heating, and cooking, but its industries are dependent on it, and therefore it is very important to the economy of Bulgaria. Bulgaria's state gas company, Bulgargas, has signed a 13-year agreement with Turkish gas state firm BOTAŞ, giving it access to neighbouring Turkey's gas network and liquefied natural gas terminals to help bring in supplies. Under the new agreement, Bulgargas will be able to use Turkey's LNG terminals for cargo shipments, and the gas from those shipments will then be regasified and transported to Bulgaria via BOTAŞ's gas pipeline network. With this agreement, we are securing the opportunity to buy gas from all global producers and offload it in Turkey, which best suits Bulgaria logistically, Bulgaria's interim energy minister Rosun Hristov said. His Turkish counterpart said the agreement would allow Bulgaria to transport around 1.5 billion cubic meters of gas per year and would help to increase security of supplies in southeastern Europe. Hristov said that Bulgaria wants to book capacity of around 1 billion cubic meters of gas per year at Turkish LNG terminals and seal import deals with European and US LNG producers. Bookings for 2023 will be less because Bulgargas has already won tenders for slots at Greek LNG terminals for the next few months. Bulgaria currently covers around a third of its annual gas need by importing 1 billion cubic meters of gas from Azerbaijan and contracts traders to supply it with the rest through Greek pipelines. Energy expert and former Bulgarian ambassador to Moscow, Ilyan Vasilev, said booking the new capacity would provide alternatives to the existing terminals, but warned that Bulgaria could end up importing massed Russian gas if it also opted to buy gas from BOTAŞ. Hristov said that Bulgaria cannot control what gas will enter Bulgaria, but that Sofia will make sure it signs deals for LNG deliveries that are not from Russia. So at face value, this deal looks fine. Bulgaria has signed an agreement with Turkey to be able to use its LNG facilities because the Bulgarian coastline isn't easy for LNG tankers to access because they would need to move through the Turkish Straits. So essentially what Bulgaria is intending to do is buy LNG from countries such as the USA, have that LNG shipped to the terminals in Turkey. It will then be offloaded, fed into the regasification facilities, and then that gas will then be fed into the pipelines in Turkey and fed up into Bulgaria. So what's the problem and why am I bothering to make this video? Well, back in October, President Putin of Russia and President Erdogan of Turkey had a meeting at which President Putin proposed that Turkey should establish itself as a gas hub for the whole of Europe. And the implication was that Russia could supply gas to Turkey, and Turkey could then sell that gas onto Europe as Turkish gas, and therefore everyone would win. Because Europe would be able to solve all of its gas supply problems, Turkey would be able to make some profit from selling the gas, and Russia would obviously be able to make some money by selling that gas at a wholesale basis into Turkey. But clearly from the European Union and the West's point of view, this was not an acceptable arrangement, because the whole point of the sanctions being imposed against Russia was to stop Russia earning money from the sale of its gas. Europe is currently going through a full transition period where most of the countries are moving to LNG, which is much more expensive. They're having to invest tens of billions of dollars to create new infrastructure to be able to handle all of this LNG. So the last thing that Europe wants is for Russia to find a backdoor way of being able to sell all of its gas and still earn tens of billions of dollars from the sale of that energy source. Now, obviously, the deal that's just been put in place between Bulgaria and Turkey isn't a deal to buy Russian gas. Bulgaria have not agreed to any sort of backdoor arrangement. What they want is for all of these LNG tankers to come into Turkish ports and then that gas to be fed into the pipelines and delivered into Bulgaria. So essentially, Bulgaria is just looking to utilize the existing infrastructure that's in place between Turkey and Bulgaria. But one of the issues here is that it's very difficult to identify the origin of gas. Gas in a pipeline is simply gas. You can't tell whether it's Russian gas or whether it's gas that's been converted from LNG. Now, this map shows the existing gas infrastructure that's in place. And as you can see, Turkey currently has two LNG terminals, the Aliaga terminal on the west coast and the Marmara El Eglisi terminal at the bottom of the Trans-Balkan pipeline. And this second terminal would obviously make the most sense for all of the Bulgarian LNG ships to dock at. So the plan would be that all of those ships that Bulgaria has paid for would come into this terminal, unload all of the LNG. That LNG would then be turned back into gas and fed directly into Bulgaria. But one of the reasons that the Trans-Balkan pipeline was constructed was for Russia to be able to supply gas directly into Bulgaria, Romania, and on into other European countries. And as a result of that, both the Blue Stream and the Turk Stream pipelines that have been built by Russia to supply Turkey with gas both interconnect with the Trans-Balkan pipeline that will be used to supply gas to Bulgaria. So therefore, theoretically, any gas that's supplied to Bulgaria could be Russian gas that's being supplied to Turkey through these two pipelines. So from a practical perspective, it's impossible for Bulgaria to be able to identify the origin of the gas that it's receiving. But why would Turkey be interested in supplying Russian gas rather than just unloading all of the LNG and feeding that into the pipeline? Well, there's two main reasons for that. Firstly, Russia has lost its main markets for selling gas into. The vast majority of Russian gas was sold via pipelines, more than 90%, and it doesn't have sufficient LNG infrastructure to be able to convert Russian gas into LNG to export to places like India and China. So therefore, Russia would potentially be interested in swapping pipeline gas for ready-made LNG, because it could then use that LNG for exporting purposes. So there is a possibility that Russia could do a deal with Turkey whereby it could supply all of the gas that Bulgaria requires and take all of the LNG that's being delivered into the ports and use that for its own export purposes. But in addition to that simple exchange, the value of LNG is actually much higher than pipeline gas. Russia recently stated that they believe that the price of US LNG was around 40% higher than Russian pipeline gas. So therefore, LNG is a more valuable product. And if you were exchanging pipeline gas for LNG, that would be an attractive exchange. And the final reason why this is a potential possibility is that Turkey is a net importer of gas. It needs gas for its own purposes. So if it can agree some form of agreement with Russia, whereby Russia is supplying that gas to Bulgaria, and either the LNG is given over to Russia, or it's then used for Turkey's own purposes, there could be a net benefit from Turkey's perspective, because they could then end up taking some of this gas at a lower price, or potentially even free of charge. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because the natural gas situation in Europe remains a major problem and a major headache for most countries. Having to move away from the previous arrangement of taking pipeline gas from Russia, which was really convenient and really low cost, towards LNG, which is much more expensive and involves a lot of infrastructure and a lot of transporting of gas, is going to cause major problems for all of the economies of Europe over the course of 2023 and beyond, because these are permanent price increases. And a lot of Europe has set up its infrastructure whereby electricity is being generated using natural gas. Natural gas was seen as a more environmentally friendly version of fossil fuel compared with the old arrangement of using coal to produce electricity. So over the course of the last 30 years, a lot of European countries have built power stations that are dependent on natural gas. So Europe is in a bit of a pickle right now, and trying to get the infrastructure in place and source sufficient levels of LNG is a real problem for all of the countries. And Bulgaria have now come up with quite a neat solution. They don't have the option of being able to use their own ports. So what they're doing now is relying upon Greece and this new deal with Turkey so that they can get the ships delivered into those terminals, unload all of the LNG. That LNG is then converted back into gas and fed through the existing pipelines up into Bulgaria. So this is quite a good idea from Bulgaria's point of view. But the risk, as we've identified in this video, is that gas is gas. It's impossible to tell whether it came from Russia, Qatar, the USA. It all has the same characteristics. And so from Bulgaria's point of view, once they've signed this deal, they don't really have any other way of doing an audit to tell where that gas came from. Now, in the normal course of events, this wouldn't be a problem. But as we know, back in October, President Putin and President Erdogan had a meeting and agreed that Turkey should establish itself as a gas hub to try to sell Russian gas back into Europe. So President Putin is trying to find a way of getting some revenue for his gas because it isn't possible for him to be able to convert it into LNG because they don't have the infrastructure in place. So theoretically, this arrangement that's just been signed between Turkey and Bulgaria could present an opportunity for Russia to be able to replace all of those LNG supplies with its own Russian gas and then either take the payment for that from Turkey or exchange the LNG that's being delivered into Turkey for that gas. And either way, that's an attractive deal from Russia's perspective because it's able to monetize its existing gas or it's able to take that LNG and then use that to be exported to China and India to try to get some more revenue in. And it'll be really interesting to see over the course of the next 3 to 6 months whether or not Turkey signs more of these sort of deals where it's agreeing to take delivery of LNG and then supply gas through pipelines to Europe. Because if it does, then that would present the opportunity for Russia to potentially be able to benefit from those future arrangements. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments on this or any other breaking stories. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up. And thank you so much for watching this video all the way through to the end.